VR or mobile.
VR, this is KK4SAC.
For SAC, this is Enzo TR. Good morning, sir. This is chilly morning, and my name is Tom, and I'm mobile here in Greer.
Well, the handle here is Paul. We've talked many times before. I'm just trying to get more active on 2 meters and just haven't done it, and I'm going to do it. Anyway, yeah, it's all good here. It's just cold. Oh, my good Lord, is it cold.
Well, Paul, if I remember rightly, you live down in Florida, I thought. But and was usually out in the Caribbean on a sailboat. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and that is, your memory's perfect, except it was a powerboat. And yeah, we went everywhere. But finally sold the boat, brought it back up to Charleston, sold the boat, happiest day of my life.
Well, congratulations. Well, Bernice and I are just headed down to a doctor's appointment, which he should release her. She had a new store-bought hip put in, and she's doing just great. And that was just a little over a month ago, Paul. And then we got another appointment in the afternoon for her, for the heart doctor, just to check her blood pressure medicines. And when you get our age, it's pills and bills, ain't it?
What? I've had three surgeries on my arm and elbow from a fall. I fell off a ladder and shattered my elbow. And it's finally healing. I think he's going to release me on the 31st. I plan on getting released, whether he does or not. But, yes, and it just seemed like every time I planned something, oh, I got a doctor's appointment that day. I can't go.
It's true. Bernice said that's about right. Well, I was expecting a delivery today that I have to sign for from UPS. And so I don't know if he'll bring it back in the afternoon or not. They want $10 just to change it to next day. And I thought, no, he's pretty good. He'll usually bring it back in the afternoon. But it was supposed to be here yesterday, but all that snow down by Columbia caused him not to deliver it. So life goes. Then I got to have a surgery probably in the next month. And I got a shunt inside of me from my kidney to my bladder. Just as soon get rid of that, but right now, this time it's not bothering me. So I consider myself lucky I'm not pushing up daisies from the root side.
I like looking at the grass from the top rather than the bottom, I agree. But it is tough. This getting old is not for sissies. You can't be a sissy and get old, I can tell you that, because there's more stuff that happens as you get older that you just don't want to have happen. Like, I'm 80 years old, and it's just getting to me.
Congratulations on that, too. I turned 77 yesterday, and a surgeon told the wife not to marry me when I was 19 and she was 18 and headed to Vietnam, that I wasn't going to live that long because of the surgery that I had to have. And so I got pretty lucky with that. Well, where are you living at now, Paul?
Oh, we're living in the same house. We kept the house. We just went between the boat in Florida in the Keys and back up here. You know, we'd spend about 3 months down there and about a month up here. Same house in Duncan.
Well, this morning, our kids are going to fly down to, that airport where all the idiots stand there at the end of the runway. and about get blown away, and sometimes do. I can't think of the name of it. It's not St. Lucia. It's one of the other islands.
I remember it well. I remember seeing it. I've never really done that. But, yeah, that's the idiots that stand on the tarmac just off the runway on the beach and go, oh, isn't that great? I'll be deaf for life.
Yeah, one of the things we had to do when I was in a Navy flight crew, we had to run behind a T-33 jet when they turned it up. And it was out on the taxiway, you might say. It was a retired Navy shooting star or whatever they called them. And you stick your arms out level, and then you would jump sideways in the jet blast. And if you fell down, you was to stay down. And, of course, we had several idiots that got knocked down and tried to get back up. And every time they tried to get back up, it knocked them down again, and they got skinned up pretty good. But if you did what they told you, you was all right. And I know a lot of those jet engines are over 140 decibels, and I always did listen to what the percussions were. It worked out a lot better.
Yep. Oh, that sounds interesting, though. That sounds like a lot of good stories. I'd like that. But anyway, Tom, I'm going to have to run. I'll be back on every once in a while. My transceiver has not been working, and I just got it working again. But I still cannot get on 146.640. I can't hit that repeater, and that just doesn't make sense.
I've heard of that frequency, but I can't remember where it's at.
Don't know either. I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, because I've always hit it. It's been, you know, it's not been the greatest. And I used to be able to hit the 6-meter repeater without any issues at all. And now I can hit it, but I can't hear it.
I think 285 is a good one down at Anderson, I believe it is. But anyways, I got to get ahead of this guy. He keeps running this dually in front of me, and I'm afraid he's going to throw rocks at me. I just don't get around him. But, Paul, I got to let you go anyways, and I know you got to go, because we're just approaching the hospital here for the doctor's appointment. So I'll catch you later. Good to hear you again. This is NZ0TR Clear with your final, Paul.
Well, Tom, just be careful and tell Bernice hi for me, and you guys take care. And I will see. I'll be back on once in a while. I'll catch you later. KK4SAC is clear.
AQ4 Zulu Lima Sierra, can I get a radio check? I'm over in Vail, North Carolina, and I've got a new radio.
Well, you're full quieting. Couldn't be any better, sir.
And that, very good. Full quieting and good audio.
Guys, I appreciate that. Where are you located at, by the way?
In Greer, getting ready to stop at for a doctor's appointment. My name's Tom. I'm November 0 Tango Radio. And I'll say 73s because I got to pull in this parking lot. Take care. Nice to meet you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I wish you well there. Hope you get good results.
Roger, this is Paul, KK4SAC, and I'm located in Duncan, South Carolina.
Hey there, Paul. My name's Brian. I'm over in Vail, North Carolina, this side of Hickory. And I'm glad to hear you guys out there, and I appreciate you giving me a radio check. My call sign is KQ4 Zulu Lima Sierra, and I got a new radio, and I've been trying it out. And I appreciate your help. For Zulu Lima Sierra, I'll be checking out. Thank you, fellas.